This is the Great Destinations radio show.
Millions of Brits head to the Mediterranean for their summer holidays every year. So it's a mystery, really, why Corsica, the fourth largest island in the Med, seems to get so few visitors from this country. I spoke with Amandine Blanchard from the tour company Corsican Places about why you should be adding it to your must-visit list.
You've got water sports, it's brilliant for walking and cycling as well. There's so many things you can do.
There are several airports in Corsica which could be confusing when you're choosing how to get there.
The four airports bring you to four very, very different regions of Corsica, and it really depends on what you're looking to do when you're out there. I suppose Calvi in Porto Vecchio will take you to the main, to the most attractive areas, where Ajaccio and Bastia are the biggest cities. So it really depends if you want to go from Bristol, Manchester, Gatwick, Heathrow or Stansted. But it's fairly easy to travel around the island, so even if you travel into Bastia and then want to stay in a different part of the island, that's quite easy to do.
Corsica is part of France, but it's actually closer to Italy. And Amandine says the island has its own distinct feel too.
Corsica has a unique blend of French and Italian flavours. It has its own identity, its own culture. I just find it unique without being too French.
It's one of the few large islands in the Med to avoid rapid development, and that's created some are quite special.
Even though it attracts a lot of people, especially the French, it still remains very exclusive. You don't have big built-up places. It's still very uncommercialised.
Corsica gets some big-name visitors too.
I've been there when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were staying on their yacht.
That reputation, of course, means it comes with some fairly high prices for the Med.
That's the main disadvantage. It's quite an expensive destination, especially this season with the Euro. But I guess that's why it's so exclusive as well.
And Amandine says if you're interested in history, there's a very popular site on the island.
Ajaccio, where Napoleon Bonaparte was born, is always a good attraction. People always want to go there for at least a day, have a look at the museum, have a look at the family house. That's something I'd recommend doing.
Now, while Corsica shares much of its cuisine with France, which is no bad thing, there are some local dishes.
You'd find a lot of specialities with brochu cheese, which is a goat cheese made in Corsica. So that's quite unique to them. They have a lot of honey-based products. Their wine is fantastic. And a lot of wild boar, a lot of stews. They're mountain people, so not too much fish.
You can find out more about holidays to Corsica at the Corsican Places website, corsica.co.uk.